on, off, fuel, electric. What you got?
A little bit of both and gasoline.
Really?
Hey!
All right.
The 2021 Chevrolet Trailblazer all-wheel drive RS. Smaller than the original Trailblazer, this is a compact SUV, seats five, but it is all-wheel drive with normal all-wheel and snow mode. Got to go and find some snow. The engine is a 1.3-liter turbocharged inline three-cylinder.
Three-cylinder?
Three-cylinder.
Wow.
Like my tractor.
Okay.
You know, so, okay, well, why not? 155 horsepower, 174 pound-feet of torque. Again, like I say, it's compact, but just cute as could be. Got a stop-start system, which I'm not crazy about, but you can override it. That's to save gas, you know.
Where the light shuts down.
Yeah, okay. And those are better now than they used to be. Front and rear electric brakes. Hey, trailering package comes with this thing. The rear seat is a 40-60 split and folds down, and the passenger seat folds flat, too, so you can put some pretty lengthy stuff in there if you have to. So that comes in handy. It's got some nice, a lot of LED lighting, including front fog lamps, automatic emergency braking, front pedestrian braking, lane keep assist with a lane departure warning for collision alert, a lot of good stuff. Optional on this one was a dual-pane power sunroof. Power hands-free lift gate, which is really handy, especially if you're trying to carry a cooler full of venison or something. Wireless charging, adaptive cruise control, memory card receptacle. You want to put your stuff in that thing and play with it while you're driving. Bose premium 7-speaker sound system. Inside rearview mirror with auto dimming, rear park assist, rear cross traffic alert, lane change alert, with side blind zone alert. Really, really loaded. I mean, well-equipped 26. This one had, I guess, about every option you could get, 32, 26 miles per gallon in the city, 30 on the highway. So you're looking at something small and handy, but can still bring home the bacon. Check it out, the 2021 Chevrolet Trailblazer all-wheel drive RS.
Has anybody done a report or a study that says if you use that start-stop, your fuel efficiency will increase by this factor?
I'll have to get back to you on that, but yes, they have.
They have?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd be curious.
Yeah.
I mean, as to...
I guess in normal driving, blah, 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 yeah, I'll have to check that.
Right, if you turn it off, you're going to, expend this much.
You think about the start thing, but it doesn't start... They don't start like they used to, so you're not sitting there, boom, it just there it is. So it's not like normally starting a car, because you use more gas starting a car.
Okay.
Right. But these systems are so smooth, it's really almost seamless.
How about life of a starter?
I'll have to get to our unpaid research department on that one.
Okay. Well, two questions. Okay. Make a note. Would you
mileage
please?
Saving starter life, right? I am making a note.
All right, folks. You make a note as we're going to take a break, but we're coming back. We're going to be talking North American big game hunting with Justin Spring from Boone and Crockett Club.